Good day, I am Natasha Sikaza. Today we are speaking to Mark van der Heuver, a representative of the Department of Health. Welcome.
Hello.
Why is the Department of Health having a campaign targeting men?
Well, we found out too many men are already sick when they come to our facilities, when they seek medical help. This makes it difficult for us to treat, first of all, the patient and then to cure them. That's why we have made looking after men's health one of our top priorities going forward.
What is the theme for this men's health campaign?
Our theme is basically real men take care of their health. Men seem to be under the impression that when they complain, it's seen as being unmanly. They've got this attitude of cowboys don't cry. Well, we've seen cowboys cry, and we do know they feel pain, and it doesn't make them sissies. What counts is that when they do experience the pain, when they do feel uncomfortable about certain aspects of their health, when they find lumps on their body, what we want them to do is to come to our health facilities as soon as possible so that we can look after their health, give them a proper checkup, and then give them the necessary treatment plan going forward.
At what age should men take care of their health?
Boys, youth, and men of all ages should look after their health. But during this campaign, we'll be focusing on men over 40 years because we found that these particular men are more inclined to develop health conditions, so it's important to start going for regular medical checkups annually.
What about prostate cancer?
In South Africa, 1 in 23 men, or 1 in every 23rd person, can develop prostate cancer. And if it's not treated, then it can cause suffering and ultimately it can cause death as well. So if any man who is listening has difficulty urinating or notices any change just when urinating, often has pain in the lower back or as a family member who developed prostate cancer previously, then that man should see a health worker as soon as possible. They shouldn't wait. It's their lives that depend on it.
What other tests should a man have annually?
They should have their blood pressure checked, and they should have the sugar levels checked, cholesterol checked. Every year they should go, especially when they're over 40, they should go for these checks annually. And this sort of screening helps us to pick up any potential problems before the symptoms appear. The health worker will then look after them, treat them, keep them healthy. And if something is picked up early, then it's easier to deal with it before it becomes a big problem. And we always say prevention is better than cure.
Where can a man go for these tests?
These tests are freely available at any local clinic.
What about HIV testing?
Look, it's advisable to have an annual HIV test. It's essential to go for an HIV test if you've never had one before, if you've changed your sex partner, if you have multiple sex partners, if you had unprotected sex, if you are on STI treatment, or if you are on TB medication as well, or if you have TB, because if you don't know your status and you do have HIV, your immune system becomes so much more compromised and you're so much more at the risk of developing more serious complications.
I have heard that medical male circumcision reduces a man's chances of getting HIV. Is that true?
Look, medical male circumcision is not a screening test. It's a medical procedure done under local anesthetics. It is the complete removal of the foreskin of the penis, which then reduces the man's chance of getting the virus that can cause AIDS. But men should also use a condom each and every time they do have sex, as this ultimately reduces the risk of contracting HIV.
How can a man stay healthy all his life?
Each man should know what his ideal and healthy weight is. If they carry too much fat, it means that they are at higher risk of getting diabetes, high blood pressure, gout, cholesterol, and all these can cause strokes and even heart attacks. If you as a man measure your waist and it is more than 94 centimeters, then you are carrying unnecessary and unhealthy weight. Every man can speak to a dietitian at a clinic for advice on how to reduce their weight.
Does exercise reduce stress?
Definitely, yes. Doing something physical every day is one of the healthiest ways to reduce stress. Each man should do at least 30 minutes of physical activity on most days of the week. You can wash your car, walk with your children, walk the dogs, just any type of physical activity, but they should do something.
What tips about food can you give?
Eating a normal amount of healthy food will help you with your weight control. They should cut out fried food, drink at least 8 glasses of water each day, have less sugar and salt, eat 5 different types of fruits every day, and that should keep them healthy.
What about the addictive stuff?
There's nothing healthy about smoking cigarettes, pipes, or hubbly bubblies. All tobacco products causes ill health and ultimately leads to severe health risk, which could lead to death. If you choose to drink alcohol, then do so responsibly so that you do not hurt yourself or others. Don't even think about using drugs, because when you do, there's no going back. If you are having an issue with addiction and you are feeling sad most of the time, then speak to one of our mental health nurses at your local clinic and they will assist you and give you the necessary advice.
What is your final message?
Men, you should seek medical help sooner rather than later. If something is worrying you, then do something about it. Discuss these issues with your health worker at one of your clinics.
I am Natasha Sikaza, and that was Mark van der Heuvel, a representative of the Department of Health. Thank you.
Thank you.
This program was brought to you by the Western Cape Government.